we are here for Mental Health Chats, and our topic is stress. And we are going to be talking to Georgina Halaby about dealing with stress. So hi, Georgina, how are you?
Yeah, I'm happy and well. Thanks, Claire.
Thank you very much for being here with us. And what I'd like to do is just have a couple of introductions, really, about exactly who you are and what you do, so that everybody can tell us. But first of all, where are you located, Georgina?
I'm located in the middle of the UK, a place called Kenilworth in Warwickshire.
Oh, lovely. And how long have you been there? Because I think everyone should listen to your story. You've travelled all over the world, haven't you?
Yeah, so I'm originally from the UK. I'm a Londoner, and we've been back in the UK for a year and a half. Before that, I lived in Singapore for 18 years, and I have moved around. I've lived in Switzerland before, I've lived in France. And yeah, our latest incarnation is family all moving to the UK. It's cold.
It is.
Very cold.
It is, especially if you've been in Singapore for so long. So who is Georgina Halaby?
I'm many, many different things. Professionally, I'm a peak performance and well-being coach. And I have been doing this for about 4 or 5 years. Before that, I was working in the advertising and marketing technology industries, both in Asia and in Europe. So often my job was helping businesses with their business development, or pretty much helping businesses who wanted to move into Asia set up everything so that they've got a hub in Asia. So I'd have many hats on, from operations to marketing to sales.
Wow.
And I think it's always been essential for me to have that pace and that satisfaction of a career with lots of different things happening that could be very, very stressful. And at the same time, I've got a complete other side, complete hippie. I've been meditating since I was 16. I hypnobirthed my children, and I've needed both of those hand in hand. So that's why it's peak performance and well-being, because often people think you have one at the expense of the other, which is either chuck it all in and, you know, sit on a beach somewhere, or burn out. And I believe that you have to have both. It's not mutually exclusive. One feeds into the other.
So when you say you're a peak performance and well-being coach,
yeah,
just sort of tapped into that a little bit. Can you expand a little bit more on exactly what you do there?
I love that. Do you know, nobody has actually ever asked me that question. So for me, peak performance is about using all of the toolkits that you have. This is your full mind body. It's a lot of what I do is about optimizing how you use your brain, right? And listening to your body, right? It's all just information. So being able to tap into that. And well-being is when you get rid of all of the self-talk and the negativity, when you're actually operating from that part of the brain that serves you. Yeah. There is that feeling of lightness, presence, creativity, resourcefulness, feeling top of your game. It's also where you have that perspective that it's not all about work or all about anything else. You're able to be present. And I think that, to me, is the thing that links both peak performance and well-being. It's being in the moment. It's being present.
Definitely being in the moment, being present. And today we're sort of on this treadmill of wanting more and more and more and more and more all the time. And we want everything yesterday. You know, we can't even line up the bank anymore. So it is a case of being present and being in the moment. I love that. Absolutely.
It's exactly that. People now expecting everything, immediate gratification.
Yeah.
And I can even see it in my own mind. I've been, you know, I've got a whole lifetime of watching the thoughts in my own mind. And often our brain is either thinking of the future, of all the things that we have or have to do, you know, all of this fiction, right? Or it's stuck in the past, replaying things. Our brain is very rarely inhabiting the present. And when we do inhabit the present, we get to notice things like, wow, look at this. You know, my kids are young. They're great. I get to have pleasure and joy right now, not in the future. Happiness is here. You know, what a lovely day. When you're able to sort of stop and inhabit the present, that's where happiness is, because happiness doesn't exist in the future, because the future only exists now. It can only be experienced. Yeah. Now
that's absolutely brilliant, and it's really interesting, because we're talking about dealing with stress, and often when we've got our brain going on overdrive and telling us things and talking to us, it's a case that we can feel a lot more stress. So how would you advise people to shift from stress to ease and flow?
Well, there's a couple of things that I would recommend straight off the gate, straight out the gate. So the first thing is understand how you work, understand how your patterns work. So most people in the morning wake up and they check their phone first thing. Yeah. Given that our body is primed to wake with the sunrise and, you know, sweep out the hearth, set the fire, slowly condition ourselves to the day, right? This is how we're meant to be biologically. Instead, we roll over, we pick up the phone and go from 0 to 60 in 2 seconds flat. And we are in a position of reactivity from the beginning. You literally make yourself get out of bed, the wrong side of the bed. Yeah. Or you listen to the news, you know, which is, especially in England, catastrophe and drama. And so that puts you on the back foot. So the first thing is that I would do is I don't look at my phone first thing in the morning. I get out of bed. I do what I need to do. I meditate. So I will do that first thing. And then I will go in and I will, everything is about being intentional. I will check my email. I will do everything else afterwards. But even before that, when I sit down to do my work, I will ask myself, okay, what am I going to do today that is going to give me 10 times the impact with half the effort? It's all about working smart rather than hard. And because I know I'm best in the morning, I will tackle that thing first, you know, head on. And then after that, I can do all of the peripheral stuff. But most of the time we are so busy firefighting that we don't get strategic.
Yeah.
And the one thing that will allow you to do that is space. We don't give ourselves space in the morning. We just pick up our phone and we just throw ourselves straight in there.
Yeah.
And so that's the first tip.
And then I just want to comment on that because I love the 10 times the impact with half the effort.
Yeah.
And so often our stress is running through our body. We feel stress. And that's a lot of effort. It's a lot of energy. So if we can be more relaxed, be more intentional, we're not going to use up as much energy, are we?
We waste so much of our time, effort, and energy on just reacting to stuff or not thinking strategically. When you could take a step back and go, okay, what's really important and what's going to move the needle? Then we focus and we tend to what's really going to make the difference.
Yeah.
And the rest of the stuff, you know, when you've looked at what's most important, the rest of the stuff is less stressful. I mean, I understand, you know, everybody's going to have a couple of different filters. So one might be, okay, I have to attend this because the house is burning. I need to deal with this. It might not be strategic, but I have to deal with this. But there's this intentionality. You look at your day and you go, okay, what needs to be done first?
Yeah.
And you just do it.
Good. Excellent. Yeah. And you were going to say something else.
Yeah, it's understanding how your brain works and being able to leverage that. So often we're in survival brain. When we're in stress mode, we see red. Right. We are literally inhabiting the part of our brain that literally wants to keep us surviving. So we're often in fight, flight, freeze or faint.
Yeah.
And we can't react when we're in that state of mind with purpose, with clarity, with relaxation, with ease or flow. We literally cannot. It is beyond us because our brain is thinking red. We have to think of our own survival. And so the opportunity then becomes understanding when that's happening and then switching to this part of your brain, your prefrontal cortex, that part of you that has the perspective, that part of you that is resourceful and creative, that has that feeling of self-worth. None of the self-talk comes from that part of the brain. The self-talk is encouraging you in your survivor mode, going, oh my God, the place is going to burn up. If you don't do this, they're going to judge you. All of that talk is in survivor mode. So there is a really easy technique to switch from this part of your brain to that part of your brain. And it's the same technique that underlies everything from yoga to meditation. You know, it's nothing new, but it's something that can be put into practice very, very easily. Mm-hmm. And that's using your body as a vehicle. Because your body is not like your mind. Your body isn't inhabiting in the future. Your body isn't sort of drifting off into memories of your past. Try stubbing your foot. Your body is very much in the present. And so that's why people love going for walks in nature. They love exercising, going for runs, because it just switches their brain off.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you know, when you go on holiday,
yeah,
and you just have your best ideas and everything is in flow and you're at your most creative, and when you come back and the buses run on time, it's nothing to do with anything external. It's to do with the fact that you're in a different part of your brain. You can see things, experience things, and manifest things with so much ease simply because you've given yourself the space. You've switched off the narrative circuitry. You've gotten your body and you've gotten to your joy of being present. you know, you're on holiday, you're looking at things with a beginner's mind. This is so cool. You're sipping your margarita by your pool. You're embodied. You're truly embodied. So then it becomes very easy. You don't have to go for a run. Sometimes it's not possible in a meeting to get down onto the yoga mat and do your downward dog, but you can still use your body as a vehicle.
Yeah.
First of all, we've got our breath, just three deep breaths, 10 seconds. And your breath is so tightly interwoven with your physiology that once you do, your whole posture changes. You start to breathe in, your jaw relaxes, everything else relaxes, it instructs your whole stress response system to just slow down. It drops your cortisol levels. It stops the adrenals going. And so there's other techniques. You've got your five senses, your taste, touch, hearing, smell, sight. Exactly. So for example, you know, what can I see out the window? Just stare out the window for 5 minutes or 3 minutes.
Yeah.
10 seconds at the least. You know, what can I hear in the far distance? What can I hear right up close? And then another one, it's really easy. You take your thumb and your forefinger and you rub them together. But you really concentrate on it. You literally shut your eyes and you feel your fingertip ridges.
Yeah. Yeah.
And when you do that, everything switches off from back there. All of the narrative, you know, all of the stories, all of your sabotage-y mind, all of your judgment, all of fear. And you just get into the present. Okay, from this point, what would be the most constructive thing for me to do? From this point, if I have perspective, what can I do? It's the equivalent of having a nice, cool glass of water and going for a walk. And that's the other thing. If you can, you'll know it if your brain is seeing red and you're not making the sort of decisions you want to, go out for a 10-minute walk.
Yes.
Yeah, slow it down. Everything will just fall into perspective. And if you are saying to yourself, I can't possibly go for a walk, then understand that you're not going to be at your best. And the decisions that you make may not be the best for your business or for your team. A 10-minute walk will be an investment. You'll get the ideas. You'll get the perspective. Just get out there and take that 10-minute walk.
Yeah.
I'll give you an example. I might demonstrate it.
Okay. Go for it.
Demonstrate it. How you can actually do this in just a couple of seconds, right? Yeah. Get out of your brain.
Okay, great. So this is our top tip demonstration. Brilliant.
Yeah. So this is using sight. Okay. Yeah. So watch my hands. You ready? Yeah. And everyone out there, you can do this too. Watch my hands. Go. You can watch both my hands if you like. Okay. Stop.
Mm-hmm.
What did you notice then about the quality of your mind?
I was really focused.
Yeah.
And I was only watching one hand, actually. I couldn't watch both of them. But I just did feel like a clear mind.
And how did
people who are listening... Georgina moved one hand, they were together, along slowly along the room, for those people who are listening, not watching.
Yeah, I basically pulled my hands apart very slowly for you to watch. So you felt present and focused. Okay. How did that feel?
I just felt like I was in the moment.
Yeah.
Because I was focused. And that's very interesting, because a tip that I've been given on Mental Health Chats before is to have an hourglass and watch an hourglass a few times a day. So that's very, very similar to watching someone's hand. It's very slow movement and it does get you present. So I've now put an hourglass behind my computer, and when I need to focus on something, or when my mind's going really, really active, which it does, all about, you know, not everybody's mind does, but the majority of people's minds do when they've got a lot to do, I just turn the hourglass over and focus for that 30 seconds.
What I really like about the hourglass is that it's dynamic. So it's interesting enough to keep you interested. It's the same with your breath. Your breath is ever changing. It's interesting.
Definitely.
And you know, when you talked about being present and focused, you're not thinking about, you know, what you need to do this afternoon. And it feels calm, doesn't it? Whatever
it
happens, you'll be able to respond.
Definitely.
No stories, no judgment, no, I feel self-conscious. It's gone, right?
Yeah, that's brilliant.
And you did that in what, how many seconds?
That was only a few seconds. It wasn't even 30 seconds, which my hourglass is.
Oh,
so Georgina, you've given so many tips. That's absolutely brilliant. So I'm going to have to rewatch this and write down all of the tips. And I'm sure there's a few people who are going to have to rewatch it and write down all the tips. So you're a font of information. It's been absolutely amazing. There's probably a lot of people out there who are watching or listening who would love to know where to find you. So where could people find you?
You can find me on my website, georginahallaby.com, very easy, or go to my LinkedIn page or on Facebook. Anybody who is interested in this, I would say come and have a chat with me, 30-minute call, or if you're interested, you could book a 90-minute coaching session with me. It's no obligation, it's not salesy or pushy, so I'm going to invite people who are actually quite interested in stepping out of stress and stepping into their full potential to come and have a session with me. Why not?
Brilliant. Thank you very much. You have been such a font of information. So thank you for all your wise words. And everybody, take care.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed the chat. If you found any of the tips useful, follow Mental Health Chats. Thank you.